Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Jonathan Tuttle, the founding director at Revenue Ascend, which is a digital marketing agency that helps scale leading businesses with advanced digital marketing and proven online systems. Mr. Tuttle, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric. Thank you for having me on APN. I'm looking forward to providing a few high-value strategies that your listeners can implement in their business starting today.
Hey, that sounds really good. I'm sure that'll jazz up the audience to be ready to hear what you have to say. So for the benefit of our listeners, if you would give us an overview, first of all, of Revenue Ascend and what type of clients that you do serve.
Yes, we are trusted by and serve leading doctors, including plastic surgeons, vein doctors, pain, chiro, dentists, anti-aging, along with local businesses who want to significantly grow and transform their business, and along with national brands. We use powerful lead generation and conversion systems, omnipresence and intent-based branding, marketing automation, follow-up, dynamic call tracking, detail analytics, along with our unmatched client support, we handle it all. Simply put, we take strangers and turn them into paying customers at a profitable level for any business. We're now getting into assisted living centers, universities, death insurance, manufactured housing, along with lawyers, e-com stores, HVAC, and roofing companies. If you're a business owner and spending $5K and up on advertising, especially Google, Bing, and Facebook ads, it would be in your best interest to have our team review your ads, the marketing funnels, the psychology, and systems to ensure that you're running effective growth and maximum ROI campaigns for your business. Just imagine having a full-service performance marketing team with your best interest at heart, helping you step-by-step grow your business. Our clients buy speed from us in the form of invaluable process, systems, and shortcuts. We are built on constant innovation, and this is why Revenue Ascend was created.
And thanks for some of those details and background that helps lead things off here today. Now, tell us, what is Revenue Ascend's market differentiation, or how are you different from a typical digital marketing agency? Talk to us about that.
Well, first, I would compare this digital marketing industry to the Pareto principle, but would even go as far as say 10% of agencies will actually provide quality work, and 90% generally aren't trying to serve their clients at the highest level. The older established big agencies, typically the eight-figure per year revenue agencies, hire fresh out of college, non-seasoned team employees, which means they can't execute every client at a high attention, high skill level due to scale, which they're going for in terms of their business model. These agencies typically make it a focal point of acquiring a big client and tend to neglect the small to mid-sized business owners. For us, we turn down 4 out of every 5 potential clients as we only want to serve businesses at the highest level and provide attention to detail and service that will make a transformational change in their business. We accomplish this by, we spy on your competition in terms of their Google, Facebook ads, and their SEO to see where we get some quick wins and your long-term market growth by exposing their inefficiencies. We then build out your systems, your marketing, and the process streamlined and seamlessly. And we help with training your front office staff and to maximize the effectiveness. And then we build you out to scale. We also build you into a market leader like a celebrity brand. You'll be trusted, the highly regarded business, but people will know, like, and trust you and refer you to their friends. Lastly, we only work with one client per geographic area niche. We feel it's unethical to serve two competing businesses in the same marketplace. We only want to make our client number one in the market. First, any of our potential clients and our done-for-you services go through a short questionnaire on our website to identify what their needs are, what they're currently doing, and see if they'd be a potentially good fit for the both of us. Also, in order to serve the entry-level business, specifically for any private medical practice in the $100 to $1 million per year range, or even if the practice already has an agency working on the marketing, we offer a digital marketing academy solution, which is to provide over-shoulder online training for the front office staff or owner with HIPAA current guidelines, Google ad structure and setup, current best SEO practices, Facebook ads, and marketing funnels that are correctly working for just $3 a day. This is a perfect option for any medical practice to stay and keep ahead of the competition while providing a tremendous, basically a bargain value. We feel this will help serve the industry and provide clarity that is desperately needed. In addition, we recently launched a consulting arm, which is a custom-tailored solution for any business looking for strategic growth with options ranging from a two-day in-person coaching and training your staff all the way up to a monthly or yearly round performance-based solution based on what your current needs are at. We feel like we have the perfect growth solution for every business and their entrepreneur journey.
And I'd say that certainly does differentiate you from a lot of folks out there in the marketplace. Good stuff there. Now, what are small businesses typically doing incorrectly in terms of their digital marketing and brand positioning?
Yeah, I would say a common obstacle or typically done incorrectly that would-be successful small business owners encounter is to shift how you focus on what's most important in terms of your marketing and brand positioning, as it usually is neglected. Ask yourself, is my business supporting my ideal lifestyle? Because your business needs to support you, not the other way around. When your marketing and brand position is set up correctly, this will grow your business on autopilot, which gives back you time and freedom. Digital marketing with the correct systems and automation in place is how businesses are predictably growing and staying in business in 2019 and beyond. We are all aware of the major retailers closing every month due to digital and online marketing taking over. In addition, we have noticed many businesses have problems with the front office staff because they have usually little to no training, or the front office staff has never personally increased the business revenue by digital marketing. What we typically see is a cost greater than what the business owner pays them on salary, especially on the higher ticket service and product-based businesses. In addition, anyone can buy traffic and ads online. However, if it's done incorrectly, this could be costing you on average, well, we see 30-35% overages. In some clients, this could be $5, $8, $10, $20,000 a month or more when it's done incorrectly. It's basically vital in today's market to have the correct marketing team working and executing on your growth to fast track your success.
And that is some really important information, and really appreciate your sharing some of the information on what businesses are doing incorrectly in terms of their digital marketing and brand positioning. Again, thanks for that. Today we're joined by Mr. Jonathan Tuttle, the founding director at Revenue Ascend, which is a digital marketing agency that helps scale leading businesses with advanced digital marketing and proven online systems, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, what are the current strategies business owners can implement today to improve their effectiveness and ROI online?
Sure. The one aspect of digital marketing that can be the most time-consuming as well as the most important and the neglected component to an effective and ROI-focused marketing plan is your online marketing funnel. First, you have a marketing funnel that takes cold traffic and takes those potential cold traffic into customers. And then do they know, like, and trust you if that's what you are? Instead of just pitching people who have no clue who you are with a direct response campaign, you could solve it by doing these two solutions to that problem. Content is the way to go. It works with the bias of Facebook and Instagram platforms. These platforms want to keep people engaged and on there longer, along with understanding the psychology and neurology of how people make decisions. We recommend building out 3 or 4 strategic videos on Facebook that adds the right perspective. It's called Priming by Malcolm Gladwell, which gives them context of a buying decision. We believe in respecting people in the sales process. It's what content can do along with a marketing funnel. On top of the tactical side, these platforms give you the ability to add these people to lists, which you can retarget with your direct response ads. Every single post of content is strategically posted for 2 reasons. A, to manage the future objections of your potential client when you make your call to action, and B, manage their belief system and their overall view of the opportunity to become a client with you. If we can make people aware of their problem and how they need to see you and how they see the world could be currently wrong, we then show them other people like them, how they have shifted to become your clients, and we give them the opportunity to shift. People need experiences to change their identities. People will conform who they are, projecting what they see or agreeing with what is on their timeline. You want your paid media content to be polarizing, to drive people to an emotional state and where someone takes an action. Think about this. When you're in pain, you're more driven to take an action. Or if you're in an excited stage or just feel happy, our point is the desire for people to be in an emotional state to take action, even though states are at a micro or macro level. This helps train people the right way to increase the profitability of making a sale by using this marketing funnel with a powerful, effective tactical strategy that will deliver measurable results for any business owner starting today.
Certainly do appreciate some of those strategies that we could be using right now to be effective and improve our online situation and ROI. Good stuff. One more question for you. What are the current challenges in your industry? Talk to us about that as well.
Well, the Facebook algorithm now only shows 1% organically, meaning you have to pay to play. Long gone are the days where you could just post on your business page for free and gain exposure and growth. Facebook has been monetizing its platform in the past couple years, as I'm sure most business owners are aware of. There are now more than 7 million advertisers on Facebook, which means higher costs and less advertising space available. Plus, Google SEO is more competitive as ever, as there are now over 2 billion websites, meaning you have to have high-quality, well-written content, as Google has many options to choose to be on page one as their search results. In addition, Google Ads, formerly Google AdWords, constantly have the price have significantly gone up in the last few years. As potential clients are high intent to make a buying decision, and Google understands this, meaning you have to properly set up your ads and leverage Google's best practices. Basically, you need to have a robust, multi-channel approach that is measured, along with understanding your ROI numbers by reverse engineering to ensure profitability going forward. All this leads up to an ever-changing industry. What worked a few months ago probably won't work next month, which leads to a needing to have a highly skilled team or expert that's constantly in the trenches, daily, testing and utilizing what works best for your business growth.
Mr. Tuttle, really appreciate your joining us here today, and thanks for what you do in the digital marketing space and for the information shared here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a tip, a takeaway, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yes, thank you. I'm currently working on my first book called Entrepreneurship is War. This will cover simple but critical elements that will outline revenue-creating online profit systems while decreasing your daily workflow. In addition, we have a very attractive, highly incentivized referral program for RevenueSend. Just email us at info@revenuesend.com to learn more. Even if you're not in the marketplace currently, check out our website at revenuesend.com, just like it sounds, and on Facebook, RevenueSend. We are based in Chicago now, but soon to be in Miami, but our clients are all across the country. We're here to serve you.
We certainly appreciate that. And again, thanks for what you do and for joining us on behalf of Revenue Ascend here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Jonathan Tuttle, the founding director at Revenue Ascend, which is a digital marketing agency that helps scale leading businesses with advanced digital marketing and proven online systems. And for all the details and for contact, visit revenueascend.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.